Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Were you disappointed both baseball games were canceled last night? Is MLB to blame for having both teams in town at the exact same time? What do you prefer, the Sox playing a straight doubleheader starting at 1 and then a second game 30 to 45 minutes after, or the Cubs rescheduling for a split doubleheader on the 18th of August, game 1, 120, game 2, 705?
Yeah, you know, I don't know which I prefer. I think I'm pleased that the Sox are just getting it and going, but I don't know if that's a good idea for the Cubs, because I don't know. They play Milwaukee enough that they don't have to try to get the game in or figure out. You know, the Sox and the Cardinals, it's kind of a rare event, and they're not coming back to Chicago to play the White Sox. So could you look at the schedule and squeeze in a game and kind of – I don't think they'd want to do that. So I think both teams are kind of doing more or less what they have to do. I think it probably helps the Cubs in the short term. I don't know where they're going to be by the end of the year, and you always hate having extra games floating around out there, but that's kind of life in the big leagues. That's just kind of what happens. I don't know that it has anything to do with the fact that both teams are in town, or that we can't. I kind of like having both teams in town. I think it's kind of cool, but I don't know. It'd be nice if they had one team play early and one team play late, so you could probably do a doubleheader yourself. It'd be a fun thing to just, you know, ride the L between the two games. That'd be a real kick. I think, you know, I feel bad for Matt Spiegel. He was supposed to sing the national anthem last night, and we were looking forward to that, and he got rained out. And I just wonder, does he sing the national anthem now on that doubleheader on the 18th? Is that what happens, or how does that work? And is that convenient? You just think of a thousand things.
I felt gypped last night, but I do want to tip the cap either to MLB or the Cubs and Sox, however they did it, because you didn't get – there's nothing worse than when you're a fan and you're thinking, well, I got a ticket, I'm not sure. They could make this thing last all night. And you go into the stadium, you have a couple of dogs, a couple of brews, and then you get sent home. So at least you knew, even if you were like on your way to get down there early to get involved in the festivities.
Yeah, they called the game early.
You knew to turn around or to go somewhere else and try to enjoy yourself. So at least there was that. I mean, the Cubs could use the day off. They were in a 26 games in 27 days, something along those lines stretch. So now it's 24 and 27 or something like that. So that's not a terrible thing. You're also taking a day off the calendar. You know, this is, you know, Shota's getting closer, right? So now, you know, that's the Brewers probably aren't going away. So the Cubs will be as good as they're playing right now. They'll be hopefully in even better shape come the middle of August when this is now going to be a doubleheader. Right. So that's a good thing. We might have a skipped starter or some type of shuffling. That could be a good thing. As far as the White Sox, typically you don't get swept in a doubleheader. So this is an opportunity for the White Sox to at least take care of the Cardinals in one, for this Cub fan anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you can blame Major League Baseball for anything. I think this is just one of those things you have to accept. You can't control the weather. It's a different dynamic, though, when deciding if you're the Cubs or the Sox. The equations are different if you're – what do we do with a doubleheader? The Sox are playing a straight doubleheader. So the suggestion in that is that if you go walk in at noon, you leave at 9, you can stay for 9 hours of baseball and have one ticket, right?
That's pretty good.
So the Cubs have a split doubleheader on August 18th, which means that – presumably, you have game one, everybody leave, and you have tickets for game two. So you have two gates.
Yeah.
And the Cubs already have played two of their home games, air quotes, in Japan. And
so
I know,
they got one
I know
back.
Major League Baseball made them whole, and that's part of the deal. But I do think that they're more reluctant, like, probably to give up a home date than the White Sox would.
That's a good point.
So I think when you're looking at why they did what they did, perhaps that's part of the reason. I think kicking the can down the road sometimes can bring you a little bit of trouble when you say, oh, boy, why do we have this many games in this small of a stretch? Because we've already made a lot out of 26 games in 27 days. And now, yes, they get an extra day rest from yesterday, but eventually that will catch up with you. Maybe in August it won't matter as much, but I do think it gives us some options we'll talk about. But when you're talking about what they could have done differently, they handled it the way that each team handled it in the best way possible for their respective interests. And I think that's something to remember too, because they're two very different interests.
I mean, I think you asked like four questions there.
There is the voice of a perturbed Craig Counsell, not enjoying his team being in first place, I guess. And whatever, that's baseball, right, Craig? Wednesday's postponement pushed Jameson Taillon back to today against the Brewers. Bumps Cade Horton till when? If you're the Cubs, do you skip Horton or do you start him Friday against the Mariners? Or does it depend on how things go today?
I don't think you want to get into a situation where it's dependent on a win or a loss on June 19th, whether or not you're going to pitch your rookie the next day. You want him to know what's happening. You want to be able to defend the decision, and you want to think it through. And maybe when we heard from Craig Counsell yesterday, he hadn't done that yet, or they hadn't discussed it yet. A lot of different layers to this, but I think it is as complicated as it sounds. Very simple. You're looking for an opportunity to give Cade Horton a little bit of a rest. And so you skip him. You skip him for the Mariners series. You hope that he comes back and you pitch his bullpens and want to do a simulated game to keep him sharp or whatever the case is. But when you look at his innings and we start to do the math with his future starts and you project the rest of the season as we have done already with Cade Horton, I know the Cubs are doing too, this is an opportunity. It's an invitation to rest a young starter who has contributed in a meaningful way so far to continue to contribute in a meaningful way, provided he gets the rest that now you can afford him.
I would skip him. I would skip the start. First of all, it's the Mariners. They're not in your division, and I know every game counts. I'm totally aware of that. I bang that drum all the time that every game counts. But would you rather have him facing somebody in the division? If he right, would you rather him face a team in your division? I believe after the Mariners, I think they've got some time with the Cardinals, and they do. They have four games at the Cardinals beginning on Monday. That, of course, is going to be the 23rd. So you've got four games down there, and maybe you find a way to get him out there against the Cardinals in the division, or maybe you know, it goes all the way until they're at the Astros the following weekend. But I think you do the best, and whatever they decide, I think at this point you have to trust them. They have been really playing the pitching merry-go-round for the most part at a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Dustin. I think that's something that you got to really take into consideration when you think about these sorts of things. You know, it's the problem. The problem always is going to be the same, which is trying to figure out what's going to happen down the road and trying to separate the right now from the what will be. And I don't think you have a crystal ball. So, you know, in a week, things could be different than they are right now. In 2 weeks, you could regret something, or it may work out perfectly. It's just I don't know how you do that. I think you have such a gap of information. You just try to do what's right for right now and then worry about it later.
Well, I think that's a good question.
What happens tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals? Will Tyrese Halliburton play in the game despite the right hamstring injury? Can the Pacers force a Game 7, or does it end tonight in Indy?
Well, I think the Tyrese Halliburton thing is fascinating because I think if he decides to play and he wants to play and he's fighting to play, I think that you'll know immediately. I mean, it was very apparent when he came back in the game that he couldn't dominate. He couldn't run very well. I mean, he just didn't have any push. And I think that when you saw that, you were kind of, oh, no. So I think you're better off if he's not, I'll say, like 85% ready to go. I mean, after that point, I wouldn't play him. And I think Rick Carlisle does a really good job and makes great adjustments. I don't know what adjustments he has. I think that you could conservatively say maybe he starts the game, but you don't want to get an injury that would, let's just say you win, that would prevent him from being 85% the next time out. But this is it. This is the last. I mean, it's like you're almost like a hockey player. You got to play without teeth if it comes to it. You got to, you know, hernia schmernia. You'll have your surgery later. But I don't know that you can do that if you have a calf issue. And I don't know that you can play basketball if you can't jump or you can't run. And if you can't score, you can't have him on the floor. So I think you'll know very quickly if he's a danger or not. And the fact that he played the last game and was of absolute, like, no danger to the opponent, and that's a good defensive team, and they got a lot of guys. I'm not saying you just give up on the idea of it, but I think I would give up on it quickly if he's not able to play. You know what I mean? I mean, I might not. I think Rick Carlisle will do what's best for his team, not for the player.
It's tough. You haven't been in the finals in a quarter of a century, right? 25 years, they haven't been there. You're there. You've actually extended it farther than most people, I'll raise my hand, thought. I thought it'd be a gentleman's sweep, even to the point that I was being pro-Pacer. I was looking for the upset, just for the historical and the story of it all. You can't rest the guy because you can't say, well, if there's a game seven, then we want, because what if there's not a game seven?
You might be able to win at home with your bench. You're never going to be able to do that on the road.
Correct. But you can't do the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Unless he can't walk, I'm sure he's been doing all the stim and all the this and the massage and the hydration, everything possible. He's got to go out there. He's got to go out there and test it. And again, if he can't run, that's a whole other story, right? If he can't get back on defense, if he can't move without the ball, that's a totally other. But if he's, if you know, 75% of him is supposed to be better than the eighth or ninth guy on the bench. So unless he can't put weight on the leg and can't move, he's got to play.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think you can end your season with no championship, but you cannot end your season with regrets. And you're going to regret not trying if you're Tyrese Halliburton or if you're Rick Carlisle or the Pacers. You got to find out what he's capable of doing. It may be that he can't go or that he's not capable of guarding anybody or right. distributing the ball he or whatever start, the case may be. Yeah. I don't think you can look at this as an opportunity to just, you know, shelve him before you try, because he means – this isn't a role player. This isn't a token starter. This isn't anything but your best player, the guy who is Mr. Clutch. So actually seeing him out there could be an emotional lift in a game where you're going to need every little bit. Every possession matters. Protect the basketball. Be more careful. You can't have the turnovers. You can't have the fast break points. I think that they will try to play him, even if he's 70% or better. Tyrese Halliburton is not going to want to look back and wonder if I could have gone if they lose by 10. So I think he plays. I think they give it a good effort, but I think it probably ends tonight, unfortunately.
I'm not really in the mood to answer that question.
Okay. Not in the mood to answer that question. Interesting, LeBron. What is the bigger surprise? The Buss family selling a majority share of the Lakers or the selling at a valuation of $10 billion? Since it's the largest price even in a sale of a U.S. professional sports team, will more current owners follow suit? Is the money just getting too crazy?
Well, that's a question you could ask almost with every big contract, whether it's Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani. You can ask it with the sale of the Lakers for $10 billion, a franchise that was purchased in 1979 by Jerry Buss for $67 million. $67.5 million, and now it's a $10 billion enterprise. So the price tag was eye-popping. And it was a bit of a surprise. And if you are an owner of a professional sports team, you might be tempted to explore, have your people explore, because I'm sure there are people who do this, what you could get and who might be interested. There aren't very many people out there that can afford a $10 billion expenditure or investment. Maybe there's a group of people. But yeah, I think the money thing is something that we continue to marvel at, and it's hard to relate to. But with the Lakers, I was surprised not by the people involved. I was surprised at the valuation of them prior to the sale being as far off from the sale price. And it does make you wonder what some of these other valuations mean. And in Chicago, you always look at it through the Bears prism. So if they're valued at $6.2 billion based on the last Forbes estimation, is this an $8 billion enterprise that they're sitting on right now?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a really interesting one. Just if I did it right, and I probably didn't, but I thought I wanted to do this. David, you're really good at math on top of a lot of other things. But so 60, if 67 million, you said, in 1979,
yep.
That's like not quite 3 billion. That would be like 3 billion back then. Right. So I'm just saying, like, just think, like, you know, a lot of times you have to think, okay, well, in today's money versus money back then. Mm-hmm. So it's like a $7 billion upside, right? Mm-hmm. It's great if I did it right. I'm not saying I did. I just tried to do something really in really quick. Right. But you wonder if a lot of other owners behind the scenes are doing this. And does it say something? Do the owners think, like, listen, they're not going to, like, the bottom's not falling out, but they think it's never going to be higher than this. It's never, ever, ever going to be higher than this. So get out while the getting's good.
Yeah, I don't know how that doesn't go through your head. The thing is, the money, and you're right, David, whatever contract it might be, as the money goes up, you think, oh my God, like, look how crazy that money is. No one's going to ever make money like Ohtani does. And then you see other contracts like, holy cow, that's not worth that. And then we talk casually about, oh, you got to come up with $500 million for that guy. I don't know that that's part of the plan. But Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers, and I get it, it's the Clippers, for $2 billion. And I thought that was insane. And this is five times that price. And that's not that long ago.
In the same market.
In the same market. But again, you know, different ends of the market.
Sure.
But I think that when you see, you know, smart money, and these are not idiots, these people, the Dodgers, the reason they spend the money they spend is because they're making money. The reason they're able to do what they're doing, they don't care. There's no salary cap in baseball, but they'll operate the same way with the Lakers, and they will make money on this deal eventually.
There's not
a shadow of a doubt because of the way they operate. And it is a huge product, and they can take advantage of some things. I wonder if you are the Bears, for instance. And the Bears are a great example because it's a family business. It's not like deep pocket business. At some point, is the price getting so high that you almost have to jump in? I think that you would be foolish if you weren't doing your research and trying to figure out what you could get for a team and how every family member. You could pay off anyone connected with the founder of the team.
Well,
I think it's crazy.
The number of McCaskies who are affected by this, you wonder how many of them have the same questions this morning after they see this sale price. The other thing, I think, from a Chicago perspective is you got to wonder, if the Lakers are worth $10 billion, what are the Cubs valued at $4.6 billion really worth? Because are they... Are the Lakers worth twice as much as the Chicago Cubs organization? I can't believe that.
But don't you think that the Cubs, you know, the family has money. They buy the Cubs. They invest in it. Mm-hmm. It seems like that is kind of, they have committed to kind of generationally owning the team.
They have. So they're not selling. I'm just saying from a value standpoint, the Lakers being worth twice as much as what the Chicago Cubs are worth right now.
That's their television deal.
It's stunning. And by the way, Dustin, $67.5 million in 1979 would be worth $299 million today based on whatever inflation calculator you're using.
And instead it's $10 billion? Come on.
So I was off. I was way off.
No, it was a $300 million investment. It'd be like $67.5 million then is like $300 million now in terms of an investment. So they turned that into a $10 billion. The Buss family turned that into a $10 billion.
It's unbelievable.
You know you're going to ask me questions. What's going on with the Bears, man?
Jarrett Payton, ESPN, the four-letter network, released its quarter-century team of NFL players, and Bears players like Devin Hester, Brian Urlacher, Julius Peppers, and Jared Allen were on it. Former Bears assistant Dave Tome honored as the special teams coordinator. Any omissions stand out, whether Bears or non-Bears?
I guess Aaron Rodgers didn't make the cut, right? Because this is about it's about putting together a team that is an all-century team. So if you were drafted, so Tom Brady made the cut.
Brady, obviously. Mahomes, and Manning.
Brady, Manning, and Mahomes. But that the big one is no Aaron Rodgers, given the career that he's had. And you know, Mahomes has been unbelievable. But how long has he been playing? It's just a shorter period of time than 25 years. I think the problem here, and I guess, was Charles Woodson on their practice squad? Like, that guy's an awful good player and was a, you know, great player over the course of time. You know, I think whatever you're talking about, something subjective, which doesn't include, like, if you're a player who has been around the league for the majority of those years, and you got a much better chance of making a team than somebody that was, you know, came in late or left early. So it's just kind of an obvious thing. So the subjective nature of that, they can only consider the time period of the last 25 years. So maybe you weren't at your best at that point. Maybe you were fading away at that point. I think there's the players that made it are all excellent players and deserve it. But I'm sure that we could put together a list and find five or six guys one way or another because it's so subjective.
Well, I wanted to point out that Mully's guy, Kyle Shanahan, is on the list as the quarter century all-time OC. On that list. So I found that to be interesting.
Stud.
He's a stud, right, Mully? He's a stud. The other thing I love is that, speaking of Aaron Rodgers and his Packer, the only Packer that's on here, and that's also a Bear, and I don't really consider him either a Packer or a Bear, that is Julius Peppers. The only one that even has a Packer connection is
that right?
Is that, uh-huh. That in my quick scrolling. Also wanted to point out, and because this also goes with something that I've pounded the table for many, many years, Ray Lewis is listed number one in the five linebackers picked for this team, and it is not in alphabetical order or anything like that. And I will also say that if Luke Kuechly had been a Bear, that he might even be ahead of Ray Lewis.
But Brian Urlacher made it, Dustin.
I read the question.
Brian Urlacher made it.
One thing I do want to... the one thing about Brian Urlacher that I don't necessarily give him enough credit for, and it does jump off the page when you look at it, to me, 41.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good. Like, I mean, he of all the guys on the list, of the five, he... not by a landslide, but he has the most sacks of any of the linebackers. But just again, wanted to point out that Ray Lewis is number one.
Wow, grudging respect for Brian Urlacher. It only took you 25 years.
Was that called respect?
Maybe
whatever that was.
I love these lists. It's kind of fun. Good for Dave Tobe getting honored and recognized as a special teams coordinator. Yeah, the Bears that made it deserve it. The ones that might have been missing, you know, Morgan Cox was the long snapper, And I thought Pat Manley had enough time and experience. Maybe it's just more of provincial, but he never had a botched snap in all of his seasons, and that's 16 of those in a Chicago Bear uniform. I thought that might be somebody. There's nobody else that really looks like they got snubbed. You look at the running backs outside of Chicago, not from a Bears perspective, but how did Priest Holmes get the nod over Adrian Peterson? That to me was something like, what, really? Priest Holmes, very good job, ESPN.
Good job.
Okay.
That guy's name should never have been mentioned.
It's a football all-century team for football production.
I've got a list for him to be on.
It's not a personality contest. But I thought that LT and Adrian Peterson being omitted from this was a little bit strange. The running back selected was a little bit odd. I did not expect to see Priest Holmes on this list. I thought that was maybe trying a little too hard to be provocative. But I thought the wide receivers, boy, you can't go wrong there. I mean, they're all very, very deserving.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You mentioned about the Packers. I couldn't help but notice about the Vikings. A lot of players have gone through Minnesota, talented Hall of Fame caliber players, and they have yet to win a Super Bowl.
These are concerns and questions that people are asking.
All right, the Blackhawks, they re-signed Ryan Donato, 4 years, $16 million after Donato scored a career-high 31 goals for the Hawks. What do you think of that price for a 29-year-old coming off a career year? How will it affect their need to trade for established forwards who's a playmaker potentially?
It will have no effect on their offseason approach. It will be something they are still in the market for, whether they want to trade the third overall pick or they want to execute another deal, or in free agency, there still will be some guys out there they will consider. Ryan Donato earned this. We look at going rates for third line forwards or centers and overall just guys who have 31 goals. It's not that expensive. It's $4 million per season. And frankly, they had to spend to get to the NHL salary floor. They have $25 million left under the cap to get to the ceiling, but they had to spend to get to the floor, which is now at $70.6 million. So this was something that Brian Donato probably made himself up to $1 million by waiting to sign, by negotiating, I think, in a way that was intelligent. So this was a deal, as they say, that benefits both sides. I'm glad he's back because he earned it, and he had 31 goals. Yes, a career high, but also a team high on a team that has Connor Bedard.
Seems to make sense to me. It doesn't seem like an astronomical amount of money. I'd love to make the money, but I mean, to be a professional athlete, I know NHL players make far less than NFL, NBA, and other big-time sport contracts, but good for him. I mean, listen, let's have some. This is it's a positive. You're keeping a guy around who did well last year. They still got money to spend. I have no problem with this at all.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable enough salary that if he ends up being able to duplicate that season repeatedly, you get a good deal. And if he doesn't, and you use him differently, if he's not a frontline player but kind of a medium type talent, that's not too much money for him. So I think you found a nice kind of balance in this deal where he doesn't have to be a frontline guy, and you still can live with it. And eventually some of these younger players will get better and will be able to kind of take over. So it'll be interesting to see that. I just hope that they don't consider this like their free agent signing. You know, free agency starts, is it two weeks roughly, about 12 days from mm-hmm. now, something like that. I hope they don't feel like, well, we already have been in the market. No, you just brought one of your guys back. Like, make this team a little bit better. Get more to help your young star and your young players. You're going to be, we know they're going to be fast. We know they're not going to be particularly big. Help yourself. Get better. Help them be competitive, right? It's one of the ways to get better is to play with better players. So you want Bedard to kind of break through more than he has thus far. Help him do that. I really think that's important. So we'll see if they do that. But I'd like to see them invest some money and bring in a few players that make them better immediately, just so the young guys can learn on the job. We'll find out if they do that. We've got the extra point next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.